It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, if you get stung by a tarantula hawk wasp, the best thing you can do is lie down and scream. That's according to our guest entomologist. He'll tell us about the sting of the wild.
First, 11 states filed a lawsuit yesterday over the Obama administration's bathroom directive for transgender students in schools. Guidance from the White House said that transgender students in schools should be allowed to use bathrooms and locker rooms that match the gender that they identify with.
Wisconsin is one of the states that sued over the bathroom directive. The lawsuit is the latest of a number of battles between Wisconsin Republicans like Attorney General Brad Schimmel and the Obama administration.
In a statement, Schimmel said the White House directive was an attempt to rewrite the laws of our country without congressional consent and approval. Wisconsin Democrats, like Chris Taylor, criticized the lawsuit and told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that it was political litigation.
Joining us now to tell us more about the lawsuit against the White House is Mark Berman. He covers national news for the Washington Post and anchors its national news blog, Post Nation. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we've seen rumblings in a lot of states since this directive came out. Does this multi-state lawsuit come as any kind of surprise?
So it doesn't necessarily come as a surprise. States, including Texas, which is spearheading this, have threatened legal action. They've vowed to fight since pretty much as soon as the guidance was reported. Really, the only surprising thing is how swiftly a number of states banded together and how that number actually appears likely to grow.
Other states are talking about getting on board with this?
Even just today, a short time ago, Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant said he has already reached out to Texas so that he can try to join the lawsuit. He has vowed to join it as well. He's called this outrageous, and it's possible that other states and other state officials may follow.
I want to get into the grounds of the lawsuit, but let's look at first at the grounds of this White House directive. They're saying they're issuing this guidance to schools on transgender discrimination issues and saying they have the authority to withhold federal funds if school districts, as I understand it, don't comply. What's the argument that's coming from the White House in that directive?
So the argument that they've made in this letter that came from top administration officials with both the Justice Department and the Education Department, they cited Title IX because Title IX prohibits sexual discrimination at any educational facility that gets federal funding. And according to this letter, they say Title IX extends to how schools treat their transgender students. And more specifically, they have called for them to, if they want to continue getting the funding, to allow students to use restrooms that match with their own gender identities. Now, what these states have argued, the pushback that's coming in this lawsuit is they're claiming that this guidance has no basis in law, that it's misrepresenting Title IX, and accusing the Obama administration of essentially conducting a social experiment.
Right. The argument that Title IX justifies this, the White House is saying this is a natural extension of the anti-discrimination part of this act. And states are saying, no, you're creating, in effect, whole new laws, whole new rules here. Is that right?
That's correct. And you know, if you, from federal officials, from the Attorney General on through, they've made this out. They've said that this is a civil rights fight for them. They think that, you know, this is what the Justice Department said in response to this lawsuit, because they were one of the parties named. They said that they think the government has a strong legal case to uphold civil rights of transgender Americans.
Some school districts have been weighing in on this, passing their own so-called bathroom rules, saying students have to use the bathroom that matches the gender on their birth certificate. How widespread has this been so far?
It's not clear if it's necessarily that widespread, but the fact that it's occurring at all is just showing sort of how there's this fight kind of rumbling across the country in this situation. And actually, one of those school districts may be part of why this lawsuit was filed when it was. Texas's governor yesterday in a news conference announcing the suit said essentially that he was standing up for the small Herald Independent School District in Texas. It's a small district with about 100 students near the border with Oklahoma. And Herald had passed its own policy on Monday requiring students to use bathrooms coinciding with the gender on their birth certificates. And according to Texas's governor, the reason they had to file the suit was because they thought that school district would then be in, quote, the crosshairs of the Obama administration.
Right. The consequence under this guideline from the administration for a school district like that could be the loss of federal funds, which could be a big deal for a district.
It definitely could be. And this is something we've also seen playing out in the fight over in North Carolina, which has sort of been in a lot of ways the recent ground zero for this fight. The federal funding has been a major part. I mean, there's billions of dollars potentially at stake there if the federal government does decide to withhold funds in any of these cases.
Talking to Mark Berman from the Washington Post about a new lawsuit. Wisconsin is joining 10 other states in this suit against a directive from the Obama administration on transgender and discrimination, saying schools have to allow transgender students to use the bathroom of their gender identity, not necessarily the one that matches their birth certificate. So, Mark, could we end up with a situation here where the Obama administration is trying to cut funds to a school district because of this lawsuit? They're enjoined, they're prevented from doing that?
They haven't been yet, and what we've seen actually is when the lawsuits in North Carolina, for example, the same day that the Justice Department filed a suit against North Carolina filed its own lawsuit against the Obama administration, and what the White House said at that time was they were not going to withhold funds until the court battle is over, so it seems unlikely that they would do anything different here.
Let's talk about venues. This lawsuit was filed, as I understand it. You said Texas was a leader here. It's been filed in a Texas court. Did they pick a court that's viewed as maybe friendly to their arguments?
I mean, it could be. They filed this in what would essentially be the Northern District of Texas, and it's, you know, there was a ruling in another, what would have been another appeals circuit in Virginia, that went in favor of allowing for students to select their own venues. So it's entirely possible that their logic here was hoping that if this was litigated and it made its way through to the appeals process, that they were likely trying to find a judge that would maybe be a little more on their understanding of their argument.
I'm guessing this isn't the sort of thing that's going to go to one court and be done. Is this expected to be a long process with appeals, maybe ultimately up to the Supreme Court?
That's as far as it seems they're willing to take it, and it does seem likely that if this could continue all the way there. I mean, this is also, we've seen Texas is part of a group of states suing the Obama administration separately over an immigration case, and that was just argued in front of the Supreme Court. So when these kinds of fights happen, it is very possible they could go that far.
Now, Mark, there's this thing going on. You may have heard about it at the Washington Post, this presidential election going on this year. Is all of this going to be fodder and maybe influenced by the presidential campaign?
You know, it's unclear so far, because while this issue was brought up repeatedly by Senator Ted Cruz before he dropped out of the race, so far it isn't immediately obvious how the Republican, I guess he clinched it today, presumptive nominee would treat this, because he's talked about wanting to leave it to the states, but he's also talked about wanting, you know, to have to protect everybody. So it's actually not immediately clear how this would play out. What we have seen in some cases, and North Carolina, again, becomes a key one here, because there's a tightly contested gubernatorial race there where it seems like an issue like this could help, in, you know, rev up the base on sort of either side of the aisle.
A lot of states are looking at some form of so-called bathroom legislation, facilities legislation for schools. Wisconsin, we've got legislators who will say they will reintroduce something in the same ballpark as what came up in North Carolina. Do you think, in addition to what we're seeing in the courts here, we're going to see a lot more state legislatures move toward some kind of clarification or change to their laws on this?
I mean, it would seem likely that given that what we have is not a patchwork, but we have just this very different situation from state to state. I mean, the attention that this has gotten and sort of the uncertainty that some people have said they have over who can say what and dictate what rules. I mean, Texas, for example, is leading the suit, but meanwhile, lawmakers on the ground there have vowed in their next legislative session to try to bring this issue up again. So it does seem like we could continue seeing this come up until there's some kind of clarity.
Part of the court battle, as you laid it out, is over the intent and meaning of Title IX. Is this also coming up as a states' rights issue at all?
It definitely is. One of the various counts that was laid out in this lawsuit yesterday was this argument that in putting this legislation or this guidance in place, that the Obama administration is overstepping its rights, it's stepping on the states' rights. And, you know, states are arguing it's a states' issue. And that line of thinking has been what Donald Trump has advocated when asked about this. So that's a way that it could potentially play into the presidential race.
Mark, this suit was just filed yesterday. Any idea when it's actually going to make it into a courtroom?
That is unclear yet, but it appears, especially if other states join and it makes its way through, based on what we saw with the immigration lawsuit, this could be months and months of litigation.
Mark, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
That was the Washington Post's Mark Berman. He reports on national news and anchors the paper's national news blog, Post Nation. He spoke to us about Wisconsin and 10 other states suing the White House over the Obama administration's bathroom directives for transgender students.